that lady. It's you heading out for the weekend. The Isley Brothers are in town tonight with Stephanie Mills and Breakwater. The R&B legends have been touring for decades, which means they know how to put on a show. It's Under the Stars at the Dell, starting at 7. In Wilmington, the great music continues as the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival wraps up. Tonight, it's Ledisi and Marcus Miller on stage, and on Friday night, it's Sheila E. and the E-Train performing. Both shows start at 5:15. The festival concludes with Anthony Tidd and more on Saturday with a showtime at 2. All performances take place at Rodney Square, and they're free. The Black Star Film Festival kicks off tonight, the brainchild of filmmaker Maori Holmes. The festival is now celebrating its 15th anniversary. In 2026, it includes shorts, features, and docs from 91 filmmakers hailing from more than 30 countries. It's happening at multiple venues on Avenue of the Arts, including the Kimmel Center. What happens when you combine gentility and nostalgia? Find out at Elfris Alley on Friday night. Old City's Vinyl Heavy Hangout, 48 Record Bar, and The Alley are teaming up to host a garden party. Expect music, cocktails, vinyl sales, and good company at the historic location. It goes from 4:30 to 8:30, and admission is free. Wake up! It's Saturday, and you won't want to miss a thing. Start your day at the New Hope Auto Show. It's happening at New Hope Solbury High School on Saturday and Sunday. There are cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display in multiple categories, from the very oldest to the very fastest, from domestic to foreign. Gates open at 9 a.m. both days for the ticketed event. Keep your hands up, don't you touch them. Pierogies, well, they're just delicious. And you can try them in infinite varieties at the annual Pierogi Festival. It's happening at Campbell Square in Port Richmond. They'll also have vendors, live music, and kid-friendly activities, but we know the day's star will be the pierogi itself. Organizers promise to have twice the vendors than in previous years, so come with an empty stomach. The fest goes from noon to 5 p.m. Some people are disturbed by them. Others are fascinated. We're talking the lowly insect that nevertheless has important functions in our ecosystem. Find out more about them during Bug Fest at the Academy of Natural Sciences. The two-day event, starting on Saturday, includes the ever-popular roach race, a bug walk on the parkway, and behind-the-scenes tours. Bug Fest starts Saturday and is included in museum admission.
Walking home, your hand in mine, tattoos on the river line. Morning birds are taking flight. Either way, I thought that you should know. You're my number one. You're the reason I'm still up at dawn.
Looks like we're in for a warm-up this weekend as temps are scheduled to head into the 90s. That means it's a good time for some cool music under the stars. Andrew McMahon's bringing his Three Pianos Tour to the Man, which combines members of all three of his bands. The show starts at 7:30. On Sunday in Ardmore, Rock and Ride starts its first race at 10:30. The annual fundraiser for Narberth Ambulance combines a concert with a day of competitive cycling in different categories. The concert, which includes performances by Oh He Dead and Young Gun Silver Fox, starts at noon. A glamorous weekend, it's yours to enjoy, but only if you get out there. And why not? There's always something to do, so find the thing that fits and do it. If you want more information on what you've heard and to find out about more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next week with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. A glamorous night, she-